meeting to order. First order of business was a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number two, special recognition, is going to be taken up in January. Approval of minutes from the November 18th, 2024, special and regular meetings. If no objections are registered, the council shall approve the same as written. Approval of warrants. Suggested motion to approve and sign warrants 51 through 56 in the amount of $1,255,826.41.
So moved.
Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Suggest a move to approve and accept the following gifts, donations, and grants in the amounts of $5,720. That should be $5,720, excuse me.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Chairman, town managers, comments. I did go to the parade and the tree lighting, and it was excellent. It was very well attended, even though it was cold. But there was a lot of people, and the staff did an excellent job. I have been getting some questions on the overflow at Folsom, why it was widened, and is it lower now, and stuff like that. I'd like to pick that up when we do in February, if we can. I think that's when we look at the lake levels in February. I think we did last year.
I don't truly recall if that was when we looked at it.
Either January or February, when we set the lake levels for the following year. And I'd like to do that on the same month each year if we can.
There is no requirement that you annually change any of that.
Yeah, we don't have to change it, but we always address it in the winter months, what's coming up.
I suspect you are getting the same emails that I am getting.
Oh, yes.
And that the code enforcement officer is getting. And we have tried to help that person better understand, but we are failing so far.
This year, Folsom seems to be low. I don't know why, but we haven't blown any dams. So that's the whole idea.
No, maybe.
Keep the dams.
Now, Dennis seems to want to speak on this. I was thinking Wade would, but he's not here, so maybe he won't.
I do know that Wade checked the dams today, and I have the level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Folsom is 5 inches higher.
Wink was here today.
Yeah, than it was last year at the same time. It's not actually lower.
Despite what some people say.
Yeah.
Dennis?
We did not lower the overflow.
Okay.
We did widen it at the steward of the dam's request, Wade.
Yeah.
We did not lower it.
Okay, excellent, thank you. Anybody else on that? Mr. Town Manager?
Well, first I'll say, in my 7 years here now, 30 days short of 7 years, this is the first time I've seen council attendance quite like this, but as it may be. You may hear, or you well may not hear, that we have a little unhappiness with the union at Public Works, but it turns out that the union that they are part of failed to tell the treasurer's office what the new deduction rates were going to be for the union beginning back in October, so the deductions were not made. Then following up, they were made, so they ended up paying twice to get into December, and they seem upset by that. But I think Dennis and I met with, well, and so did Melissa and so did Cindy, met with the union shop steward today, and I think we have that under control. Dennis may say yes, or he may say no, or he may say, I don't know yet.
Was that union dues didn't get deducted?
But we're good now, Dennis?
I'll say we don't know exactly yet. They seem to be in much better spirits about it this time.
That's it.
Land and Water Board, you're going here?
He asked me to do it on his behalf, if that's okay?
Sure.
Okay, the planning board met this month, and they had two items to look at. One was a new solar array off Lion Hill Drive. That was approved. And a small business, Sherry's Chevy Shed. I'm not going to say that fast three times. Dan and Sherry Archer on Main Street. That was approved as well.
What was the name of that?
Sherry's Chevy Shed.
Any questions on monthly reports? Is there anyone here for open forum?
Does that mean we can have to talk?
The council will allow Lincoln residents and/or Lincoln taxpayers to comment prior to council action on agenda items. Open forum questions should be forwarded to the town by mail or emailed to the town clerk, Ann Morrison, at questions@lincolnmain.org. Please have your questions, comments in by 5 p.m. on the day of the meeting. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair after identifying themselves. The speaker may make brief comments and may not repeat previous statements made. The speaker must limit themselves to the item under discussion. The speaker must observe the rules and the comment etiquette. Council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and or a time limit for individual speakers. The council chair reserves the right to stop any public comment that is contrary to the rules of the council and may call point of order during a discussion. Any person who disrupts a council meeting may be required to leave in order to maintain orderly consideration of the matters for which the meeting was called. I am not going to read that every time we do this, but if somebody wants to speak, the public forum, open forum.
Yes, am I on? All right. Good evening, everybody. I'm Darcy Reardon. I spoke to you all about 3 months ago about a couple of issues, and I want to get right to it so we can respect everybody's time. I've been trying to get the home across the street condemned, and Wade had told me that he's unable to condemn it. I have a question for the board. Do we know of any ordinances in the town of Lincoln that would require people to clean up their properties, unregistered vehicles, uninsured vehicles? I have a truck that's unregistered, uninsured, isn't even registered in this town, and it's on a public road. Now, Dennis, I did talk to Dennis last week about it, and we have a big problem because if we don't push the snow to the end of the street, it floods our yards and our basements because we have no infrastructure on Matt and Cook Street. So the one question that I had for Dennis was we need to get that truck removed. I asked Dennis to call me back, and he never called me back, and I just want to give you the opportunity to please tell me what happened at the end of the street. I appreciate you going out there.
Sir?
Yep.
You address the council, you don't address employees.
So I would like to ask Dennis why he didn't return my phone call and why I don't know what's going on at the end of the street when I was the one that called him to give him a heads up. My whole point is you need to inspect what you expect. I shouldn't feel as if I'm troubling a department head because I have a problem at the end of my street. I'm trying to get ahead of the problem. I'm trying to make the city better. I'm trying to get on top of these things. I shouldn't feel as if I'm a troublemaker because I'm not. I'm trying to do the right things for the town, and it doesn't seem to be happening. So, my question is, there is an ordinance on the books that says there is to be no vehicle on a public roadway if it's unregistered, uninsured, uninspected. Why aren't we enforcing the ordinances that we have on the book?
Are you sure there's an ordinance and not a law?
Well, you know what? I've got a lot of ordinances printed out, and I'd be happy to hand them over to you. You know, I don't think we have the time for that. So
have you asked the police chief or the police officers if they can remove that vehicle?
So I had Officer Winslow come down. He's been nothing but a help. I mean, he's a good guy, and he's good for the community. I think Dennis is too. He came to my house 3 nights ago, and he says, we can't do anything. We don't own the road. Absolutely 100% incorrect. We own the road. It's an easement to Mrs. Fogg's property. She does not own that road. I didn't want to call Officer Winslow out on it because I didn't have the appropriate documentation at the time. And he was a good guy, and we had a pretty good conversation. But the reality of it is, he is incorrect. It's on a public road. You have an ordinance that says that it's not supposed to be in a public road. You have another ordinance from the DPW that says if it's en route of a snow, where we put our snow, it needs to be removed. So I've got three reasons that this vehicle shouldn't even be on the road. And what did I get? I got a lot of crap from Officer Winslow as if I was causing trouble. No, I don't want a 12-foot snowbank in front of my house because I believe it's Jeff Day, is that his name, the water guy? He had to come down with a backhoe in 2018 and dig out the snowbank to keep my house from flooding. Ever since then, we've pushed that snow to the end of the road. This year, the individual that owns the truck is not a resident of Lincoln, does not have it registered, it's not insured, and he's on public property. For everybody that seems to think that she owns that road, I've got the plot plan, and it's very, very easy to read. It says easement. She has 10 feet from the outside of her house to the middle of the road, and the other person has 10 feet to the middle of the road. The reason I know this, because I spoke to Amanda Woodard, I believe, before she left when she was the code officer, and she told me the reason that was done, because they didn't get along and she created an easement. She does not own the road, Dennis. She does not own the road. The truck's got to be moved. You also have another ordinance. Here's the other broken down vehicle across from my house. So I've got one broken down vehicle here.
That's on private property, isn't it?
Well, you have an ordinance on the books. And you're correct, it is on private property, John. But you have an ordinance that's property and ground maintenance, and I'm not really good with this, I'm not an attorney, but it says, it's 2013.1.3, page 424. It says, to ensure that residential and commercial properties within the town of Lincoln are kept free and clear of household trash, refuse, debris, unsightly, and or vegetation. I got trees growing out of that house across the street. I got heroin needles in a fire pit. Conditions which may act as a breeding place for vermin. Yes, Wade has gone out there. The house is wide open. Has anybody heard of the broken window theory? When people see a broken window in a house, they tend to break in again because they know it's not being taken care of. But let me speak to the point. Furthermore, the purpose is to protect public health, public safety, property values, and to prevent nuisance conditions. Why have I been trying for 3 months to get this house cleaned up, get the car out of there, get the heroin needles gone? We're within 1,000 feet of a kid's playground. We're within 100 feet of the water. Tell me I'm wrong.
For one, we can't go on someone's private property and remove the needles from their fire pit.
Okay, so this isn't valid? This ordinance isn't valid?
Your police department cannot go onto someone's private property without a warrant to remove items, including a vehicle.
So why do you have this on your books on page 455, just for the hell of it?
That's something you're going to have to discuss with town employees. They're the ones that are going to take care of this.
But I was told that these ordinances didn't exist. I was told from Wade, and I can't believe he's not here, and it's okay. He's got things to do. Maybe it doesn't feel well. I was told that there was no ordinance on the book to remove vehicles off a roadway, to remove vehicles in a residential home out of the property. And I'm reading, I've got six ordinances here that crisscross all these things that I want to have done. So I came here 3 months ago. I was hoping to get some action.
We told you 3 months ago we couldn't go on private property and remove property from people's houses.
I didn't say from people's houses. I said debris.
It's a fire pit. It's his property. It's the curtilage of his home.
So why do we have this? Is it just on the books just for people like me to read? And why do we have ordinances that we don't enact? I thought we needed new ordinances. We don't need new ordinances. We just need the people to enforce the ordinances we have.
I guess I would defer to the town manager and to Dennis as to, does the vehicle need to be removed for safety? Does it need to be removed?
I called Dennis and he didn't call me back. That's an issue.
I understand that. Dennis,
okay, you guys, you know, listen, I don't think this town's all bad. I kind of like it here, but the reality of it is people need to do their jobs. I shouldn't be doing this.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Should I come to the next meeting and?
Yes, you're more than welcome.
Bring this up again?
You're more than welcome.
And does Dennis have anything that he might want to add to help me out with what's going on with the street?
It's not your job to ask.
So no one's going to let me know what's going on my street?
You can come back to the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They'll work on that between now and then.
I was working on it last week and he didn't call me back. What are we working on? This is what I mean.
I just told you that you're welcome at the next meeting and they will, look.
John?
I'm getting ready to tell you you're out of order.
John, every time.
Listen to me, please.
You want control, go ahead, John.
I do. I will control.
Yeah, it's obvious.
It is.
This is the bullying that happens in this town.
You are more than.
Constantly.
You are more than welcome to come back to the next meeting and see what progress has been made.
Well, we've already made the wrong calls. Why am I going to call back for a car that should be removed off of public? I got to wait. You want me to wait to the next meeting to get a vehicle off a road that shouldn't be there?
I am not going to tell the employees how they're going to.
Well, I can because it's all in writing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, how about inspecting what you expect?
Thank you for your input.
Yeah, again, shut down. It's always the same story with you guys. I try to come in here with a good attitude. I try to come in here and do my homework. And every time I feel bullied and shut down.
Thank you.
And that's why you have such low attendance at this meeting. If you want to know, that's why people don't come here, because we're shut down and we're bullied.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You are a pleasure.
Is there anybody else for open forum?
I have the ordinances you're looking at.
You most certainly can, sir. I actually have them on a disc if you'd like them.
No, I'd like to have what you had in your hand.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone else for open forum? Yes, Dennis.
May I approach the bench?
Well, it's not a bench. You can.
This is an image of the vehicle at the end of Matanalco Street and the snow pile that Mr. Reardon is concerned about.
Okay. Can I ask a question without putting you on the spot?
Sure.
Does the vehicle hamper your snow removal?
It does not right now. In a big snow, it will, and I have had conversations with Mrs. Fogg to get the snow removed.
Okay.
Currently, it is broken down.
Okay. But you've had conversations with the tenant, the citizen, to get that vehicle removed?
I have.
Thank you, Dennis. Is there anyone else for open forum? Okay, 10A, public hearing, Town of Lincoln schedule of fees. Move over public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and written comments.
They might have a couple duplicates. Apologize.
Move to open public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and written comments for the proposed revisions, updates to the Town of Lincoln schedule of fees as attached.
So moved.
All in favor? 4-0. Time started is 7:17 p.m. Anyone have any questions on the schedule of fees? We'll close any questions on the schedule of fees? We'll close the public hearing at 7:18 p.m. Move to approve the revised, updated Town of Lincoln schedule of fees as attached.
So moved.
Second.
D. Marcella. Discussion. Having none. All in favor? 4-0. Move to confirm the council chair's appointments to the following committees: Roadway Committee, Stephen Clay, Jared McCarthy, Sheldon Hannington. Appointments Committee: Marcella Ireland, Dan Summers, and Sheldon Hannington. Finance Committee, Stephen Clay, Gordon Street, and Marcella Ireland.
So moved.
Second.
Steve. Marcella. Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Discussion on the Tax Assistance Committee.
You may have skipped one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I did that last time, too. I'm getting better. Discussion on limiting cannabis shops. 1919. Anyone?
If I could speak on behalf of Wade.
Sure.
Okay, he asked me to let you know he's bringing this to the planning board this month for consideration and their recommendation. But as it's moving forward, it looks like that they would recommend 3 adult and 3 medical cannabis shops in the town of Lincoln. Right now, there's currently, I might get this backwards, 3 and 2. I'm not sure whether it's adult or medical, so that would allow for 1 more.
Anybody? Just an opinion that, are we going to limit sandwich shops, car dealerships? Are we going to limit bowling alleys and theaters? Are we going to limit everything else? Because as far as I've seen, we haven't had a problem with the cannabis operations. At least I haven't heard from the police department that we have. So if we're going to limit business, now I mean keeping them away from churches and away from schools, away from beaches, away from playgrounds, I agree with that 100%. But if we're going to limit one particular business, what happens when someone comes in and say, let's limit sandwich shops? Can I say that because Dan is a sandwich shop? So that's just something to think about. Kathy?
My opinion is it's bad policy to limit any type of business. I'm looking forward to the rationale of the planning board, how they rationalize limiting the number of shops, because in general I'm opposed to. Years ago, when I was on the planning board, they objected to having 3 pawn shops in town, and the market took care of that issue. I think it's a free market, and I don't get a vote, but I would be opposed to it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Manager.
When the most recent auto parts store arrived, we had one of the existing auto parts stores really pushing us, you can't let them, you can't let them, you can't let them. Again, I think the free market system is working.
Thank you. Anyone else? A discussion on the Tax Assistance Commission Committee, number 13. Mr. Manager.
I have distributed to each of you, there where you sit, the little memo that we provide to people who come in and have questions regarding the tax system or where they can find assistance. So we distribute those to everybody now. As you, I think, are recognizing, Kathy Moyson, who was once a member of this council until recently, was the initial advocate for this. So I think it would be good to hear from her.
Kathy?
I think it's important to continue with this committee. Yes, Ruth has provided information on the programs that are available to those that come in and ask. There are people in our community who aren't going to come in and ask and are wondering what they can do. We need to communicate those to them other than when they walk in. There are efforts in the legislature, so we're told. I don't know what they are. I think it behooves us to have a committee to keep on top of these and track them, rather than take the time from the town employees to track them. There are initiatives around the state that may or may not make sense for Lincoln, recognizing that any break that citizens are given, senior citizens or otherwise, it's a zero-sum game. If we give them a break on their taxes, then the other taxpayers have to pick it up. So to be clear, there's no free lunch. It's how do we allocate our resources? And you know, if you give something away, it's going to increase the taxes. But doing that analysis and sorting it out and saying what would it look like, I think having a committee do that work and recommending to the council what the committee thinks should be done, and also where we should do any advocacy to our legislators, that's why I think it's important to have the committee and to include citizens as well as any councilors that want to participate in it. So I'm still in favor of it.
How many people do we have right now that are on the Tax Assistance Committee?
I believe that there are 2 and the rest of the persons who wanted to be on the committee were not accepted. I don't know. I haven't gotten any official notification of that.
Everyone that was appointed that was not part of the council, they were sent out a letter saying that we were starting the background checks as requested, and I have not received either one of those back.
I am interested in continuing to work with her on that if we decide we want to continue that meeting with the committee. I understand what she's saying. If we could have a group that is not taking any funds, any time away from the town to do some of the analysis, I think that might be very useful to turn around.
Anyone else? Mr. Manager?
As you all know, as I'm sure she well knows, the legislature has not begun to meet again yet. However, January is not that far away, and they know largely, if not totally, who the members of the legislature will be in January. As you know, you have appointed me multiple times to Legislative Policy Committee at Maine Municipal Association, and we are already beginning to meet based on some ideas that have been brought forward for January. And I confirm that there are ideas that say, here's the way to accomplish this tax reduction, here's another way to do it, and so on. As you know, thus far, particularly the one they did a little over a year ago, really didn't work at all. But there are other ideas, including one that says, let's change the constitution of the state of Maine so the tax rate for residential is a different tax rate than for non-residential. That, of course, will take time if it were even to come true. But they're right. Things are beginning.
Anyone else? Okay. Number 14, a suggested motion. Move to authorize the town manager and police chief to purchase a 2018 Ford Expedition from the University of Maine for the sum of $20,000 with funding to come from the cruiser capital line item.
So moved.
Steve, Marshall. Discussion?
As you know, we have had reasonable success, especially as some law enforcement agencies in Maine have gone out of business, buying cars that we get some years out of. And we appreciate not paying full price. This is another one, oddly enough, this comes from the University of Maine, but Mark and I are both convinced this is the right thing to do.
And this only has about 58,000 miles on it?
Something in that order.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Number 15, authorized payment of fees. State of Maine, paid family medical leave. Move to authorize the town of Lincoln to pay 0.5% of all non-union personnel wages. Non-union employees will pay 0.5% of the mandated 1% of base wages to the State of Maine Paid Family Medical Leave Program, newly enacted into state law. This mandate is effective January 1st, 2025, and this authorization of town funding is in effect until rescinded by the council at a later date.
Second.
Steve, Marcelo. Discussion.
I'm just mostly interested in what the town employees feel about this.
I can tell you the universal idea is we don't wish to pay.
That's a universal idea between every working person in the state.
Right.
But here we sit until we can get it changed. So this is not the town's idea. This is the state of Maine. And we already have the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, but now we're going to have a state Family Medical Leave Act. So there's going to be a big pile of money somewhere, and we're all going to pay for it. So until it gets changed. So any questions? And I expect the unions will be doing this at the same, when their contracts...
The unions only do it when they finally come to a new contract.
Yeah. But the people in the union don't have access to this program until they start paying in.
I don't know that detail, she probably does.
Very good. All in favor? 4-0. Award bid of a tax acquired property at 5 Highland Avenue, no. Minimum bid amount was set at $18,585. Suggestion motion to award the bid for property located at 5 Highland Avenue to Nia Revel, Revel, for the amount of $31,000. Steve, Marcella. Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Number 17, suggested motion to approve the abatements as requested by the assessor and shown below.
Move to approve.
Marcella. Steve. Discussion? You want to speak on this roof? No?
With, as you know, with the taxes going up, more and more people are more accessing the online databases and checking their assessments. And these people brought some irregularities that they thought that they might have been taxed incorrectly. They hadn't complained to this point, but as taxes keep going up, it becomes more of an issue. I found that they had a valid complaint, and I couldn't explain, for instance, Mrs. Marks, because all I can think is it was a digit data entry, because she was extremely higher than the other properties. I did tell them that you have 185 days to bring an error or mistake to the assessor's attention. After a year, I can't do anything about it. It has to go to the council, and I explained to them they didn't do that. So I would bring it forward to you for consideration, and it would be up to you.
Any other discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Approve and sign resolution, community resilience grant. Suggested motion, move to approve and sign a resolution to apply for a community resilience grant for the purpose of stormwater planning and design for $75,000.
So moved.
Second.
Steve, Marcella, discussion?
Would you like to hear from Dennis over this?
It's not Dennis, it's me.
It's you.
Well, yes, it's not Dennis.
I'm surprised.
Sorry for interrupting. But Dennis, if you want to take it.
I'd love to have that 75K.
All right. I'll stand up. A few months back, I came to you and asked you to join the Community Resilience Program because in order to apply for the state program and apply for grants available, you had to become a member of the Community Resilience Program. The University of Maine is overseeing this for the state of Maine. Originally, we had joined it because we thought that I had a focus group. We thought that we'd get EV stations for electric cars. We thought we'd get some help with shoreland zoning. But when they put out the list of grants that were available, I saw one for stormwater. So I contacted them. The maximum allowable grant that they will issue is $75,000. And I contacted them because I know Dennis has a very significant, costly project coming on Hale Street, Enfield Road, and Taylor Street. They said we could apply for it. It did qualify for the planning, the engineering, and the design. So this is what this is for. This resolution basically says, yes, you like the idea that we're applying for this grant money. It will be very helpful, and it will be very helpful and instrumental in us upgrading the stormwater. So that's what the resolution is for.
Is there a match?
There is no match.
No match. Discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Future agenda items? I'd like to have something next meeting on, or you can report back sooner, on the Matanoffrick Street, on the vehicle at the end, on a call back to Mr. Reardon, and I wish he'd stayed, because we can't just all of a sudden plot something on the agenda, but I would like to have that addressed. And we'll be visiting the cannabis shops on the next agenda.
I assume you'll get a report back from the planning board as to what they think is the right idea, and then it will come to you.
And we won't do lake levels until
February.
February. Anything else for the future agenda?
The tax workshop.
Yes. Valid question. When do you hope to hold the tax workshop? And are you going to try to get more people onto the committee who will allow a background check of themselves prior to that?
I'm going to leave that committee to Kathy. She's...
No, I'm not talking about Kathy's committee. I'm talking about the workshop on the 59% tax assessment.
On the... This is good information.
That you wanted a state revenue person to come in? Because I have a date that he's available to come in.
Thanks. I'd say January.
The gentleman from the Department of Revenue is available in January for 1 week, and that is the week the 20th, which is Martin Luther King Day, through to that Friday.
Okay.
He requested either, because it's Martin Luther King Day, either Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, preferably not a Friday, but he will come and he'd be happy to speak to the council.
Yep. So we could do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Set it up as a workshop.
Yep. So the next thing is going, anything else for future agenda items? So the...
Can I speak to our committee?
Sure.
So the broadband committee is still in existence and tracking what's happening with the BEAD program statewide. And one of the internet service providers who is in the Lincoln area would like to come to the committee or the council and present their plans for what they're planning to expand in the Lincoln area. This is not part of the BEAD. They want to share their commercial plans for internet service in the area.
Is this different than the one that's already come before us?
Yes, it's different. And the one that came before us before is back to the drawing board because the state has changed the rules.
Sure, yeah.
Surprise, surprise. So the presentation could be lengthy and involved, and we thought that it might make sense in the workshop, but I'm thinking late January is a little late. So rather, I think the broadband committee will invite this ISP to come speak to us and any council members or public that wants to come. I mean, it's open.
That would be best.
Okay.
That would be best.
So
have the broadband.
Gordon committee. Also is on that committee, so we'll come up with a date and let people know when they're going to come. And they may be on Zoom and we're in person, or all could, you know. This time of year, Zoom works well, so thank you.
So the next item is going to be an executive session. There'll be an executive session, and it'll only be one tonight, but there may be a voting item after that.
Move to retire. Move to retire.
Second.
You're asking.
Sorry about that. I didn't read it, did I? I'm one for three, Steve. move to retire into executive session pursuant to Title I, MRSA Section 405-6A, personnel.
Move to retire.
Second.
All in favor? 4-0. We're in executive session at 7:39 p.m.
Don't start until I get that gum off the floor.